This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey guys, Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. You can fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. In the past, we've talked about some of the mishaps we have had with saving our passwords.
Sean is here before. Hey, yes. But we did have passwords before Dashlane, and they were often cool and funny, but not necessarily safe. And Dashlane, I don't know if I should say this in an ad, one flaw is the passwords are kind of gobbledygook that they assign. I mean, they're just like random letters and numbers. And so it's not like what I used to have where my passwords were actually cool and funny, but also my passwords in the past were all getting broken into. And I would use the same thing. I mean, for a long time, for everything, my password was assword p, and to me that was like, first of all, very cool because I was using the letters from the thing itself in kind of a unique way, and it also was funny as hell, like very funny crack up, because it's like assword p. So you know, that got cracked, and I did get hacked, and I got doxxed, and I got revenge porned, and all of that was pretty discouraging to me. So then Dashlane has stopped that from happening, and it's a small price to pay to just have your password be kind of like just random stuff.
You can stick around later. Let me make sure I said everything from before. You keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. And you can stick around later in the show to hear more about how Dashlane has helped us out.
Okay, ready for something bad? You ready? This is bad. Oh my god, I just thought it. Queenie and Teenie. Okay, see you later.
Devin, please tell me you got...
Okay. Do you want to play the song for me?
Yes.
So you can stop the song, Kevin. So Hayes isn't here, and so I don't have to do the song part, which I've become increasingly...
Do the song part!
I'm sort of over it. What? We just kind of talked about...
Can you play the song? So I was, and I'll tell you what, that big old boot was the biggest boot I ever seen. And
in your life?
In my life.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this boot, it's stomping.
Oh, wow.
I go, wait a minute. Why is this boot stomping in my face?
Well.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie was there too.
Stomping his big old boot in my face. So that's, I think, the sort of thing that people look to you for.
Right.
Emotionally.
Yeah. No, I know. But
that's
my
take on it.
No, but I appreciate you guys doing it. And I did know, actually, just based on the energy in the room as soon as you entered, that I will be able to lay back deep in the cut for this entire episode. And you guys can take the ball and run with it. I mean, that was another reason to not do
the
song.
Take the ball, you mean just pelt you with it, like in... Dodgeball.
The true underdog story.
Never
yes.
Never seen it. Did
well,
you see it?
You
were dating Vince Vaughn for 10 minutes, weren't you?
It was literally 10 minutes.
Hearing that you've never seen it, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Okay?
Well, you were waiting on
gag me with a fool.
With a fool.
With the film Dodgeball.
Gag me with the fool. The classic fool character.
The fool's game.
Dodgeball made up.
It's called Commedia della Arte.
Thank you.
Farte.
Come on now.
So... Exactly. So that'll be what this episode is. If you guys didn't love that.
It's not going to get better.
Please, I encourage you,
Dan Savage,
to go back to another one of our classic episodes.
It gets better, Hillary Duff.
Better, Hillary Clinton.
Ooh,
Duff.
And yes, Quorum.
Hayes is taking
Yums Quims.
Yes, Quorum.
Something of a victory lap.
Yes.
He pulled off quite a coup on Super Tuesday. Hayes did run Joe Biden's campaign.
Yeah.
So he said, like, you know, he kind of strapped that thing to his back and mm-hmm. carried it up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now, I think, just
tapped for VP.
Corn pop.
He's corn pop. Hayes is corn pop.
Mm. Fight Club corn pop.
Hayes
was corn pop the whole time.
Hayes is a thug.
Hayes is a corn pop thug.
I'll say it.
Hayes
say
is
it
corn
twice.
Pop the thug.
Corn pop the thug, man.
Yo ho ho.
So I couldn't
and
place
a bottle
that
of
tune. I wasn't able to place the tune, and I'm not as in touch with popular music, I'm sure, as the two of you.
Mm. We are
Doja
DJs.
Cat.
But Hayes is celebrating, and I would never want to interrupt to take him away from his special time, so I am here with the two of you. And one thing, I had a little bit of an idea for the show that you obviously will immediately abandon.
Oh,
and that's,
we will.
And
right, because we're the Tangent Twins.
Go, thank you. Jesus Christ. People coming you around saying, oh, these like, Tangent Twins, they're twisting everything. No, that's not what they're saying about us.
No, you're the balloon animal farmer.
Right, so the idea was just...
Balloon Animal Farm, a book.
So the idea was just really that
Queenie and Teeny.
Queenie and Teeny, which I came up with.
I came up with that before the show, yeah.
Like a minute before, though. It was really close to right before.
No, it was, yeah, I got to see the Muse strike.
Glug, glug, glug.
And they're drinking... And they're drinking brew dogs.
Glug, 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 glug.
And the ladies are...
Teeny and Queenie came in. We both say, a beer me.
I'm going, boop, boop, boop. Bubbles coming out my mouth. I'm drunk.
I'm like, dilly dilly, motherfucker.
So we've been doing this tri-month thing. I don't know if you guys will end up being part of it. I imagine you will. But... Kevin books guests who he deems very important for Tri-Month.
What's Tri-Month?
Tri-Month is this thing Kevin made up, and he books guests who he thinks are like a big deal. And it just so happens that all of these guests are older white men. So I said to Kevin, can we get some women?
Older white woman.
Can we get some women? Can we get
and
some POCs?
Even older white women.
I said, can we get some older white women? Can we get like a Betty White type? Mm-hmm. Can we get some diversity,
Yarang?
Please?
And Yarang.
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 That's my Betty.
Christopher Yarang, a playwright.
Yes.
And Kevin, I don't know if he wants me to repeat what he said.
Yarang, Yarang, an 80s synth pop band.
So he, I don't know if he wants me to repeat what he said, but I said, can we get this? And he said, Sean, it's called Tri-Month, not Try to Make Me Throw Up Month.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What the heck?
What the hell?
That was unrelated.
What was it related to?
I'm coming down with the flu. And,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Terrific.
I'm sorry. So wait a minute. Sorry. Quick pause. Yeah, we're supposed to be important guests. You're bringing us around patient zero? Yuck.
Patient hero.
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fucking hell and heck up. Jesus.
Shut the fuck.
I thought patient hero was pretty good.
It was, yeah.
Well,
I, yes.
Maybe I'll pitch it louder.
Go off.
Please go off, Queenie.
I think I'm done.
Thank you for
don't tell
off.
A woman. Don't tell a woman she has to
go off the pill.
I'm not. trying to force.
And you be telling women that.
Sean.
Queenie.
Does try stand for something or is it like give it a try?
I hope it stands for something. And it's my birthday today.
Okay. And so I do
is
have to
true?
Figure out something it stands for.
emotionally.
Oh, boy.
Little brother.
So it doesn't stand for something. It really just means give the show a try. We have all these.
Please try
we have all these
it.
Old
please,
white
please
guys.
Please try it.
Okay. Please. Give
please
us a,
someone
give us
try
a chance.
It.
Got it.
Yeah. We could come up with something it stands for. I mean, that could be part of the episode.
It'll take 15 minutes at least in my mind tonight.
Yeah.
I agree.
If it, to make it like a
bunny.
An funny, acronym or something.
Yeah.
Funny is not.
Worth it.
Worth it. But so one thing that happened as we were trying to book a guest that was a little outside of what Kevin traditionally thinks of as important.
So we're diversity hires.
It's not you guys.
Who is
you guys, that? Independent of Tri-Month, have shown up at the studio. We just recorded
we
an episode.
We were invited.
By whom?
Chef Kevin.
Bosch.
Bosch invited you.
Yeah, Bosch emailed me. Yeah, Bosch emailed me. Why do you think dogs are stupid?
I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't.
Good.
I'm just surprised that he had time.
He makes time.
A lot of irons in the fire.
He makes time for what's important to him. And if you were talking to him enough, I think you would know that.
His inbox like Tony, 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 Tony.
Yeah, it's all Tony.
Tony's subject header, WTF. And then it's just a link to Obama on the WTF podcast.
Mm, yeah, it's the recent Scott Kahn episode. Some interesting thoughts on photography. Bosch, thought you'd find this one particularly interesting.
Thought of you.
Thought of you immediately when I saw this morning. Mm-hmm. But one thing I thought that we could do, because we did try to get a guest who is currently a cast member on SNL, and we were told that Lorne himself would not approve it. He rejected. Okay, and you're taking me there.
Cecily Strong. And your host, Lisa Loeb.
Ski, 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 do we do ski, do do skim, ski, do do.
And I'm getting caught up in it even. And even I, a notorious Scrooge.
Great Dane.
I've been transported by the magic.
He's at least 8 feet tall when he stands on the scale. Yes, the scale measures height. This is a brand new scale.
Yes. So do you guys want to do more of a musical episode? Because Julie has complained in the past that we always make her do musical episodes.
Not that you make me do anything.
You go, I always have to do these musical episodes.
Well, you've had me do three, and then there were two ones where you're like, let's write a vampire novel.
And then did it become somewhat musical?
No, but it was Tangent Town.
Okay.
USA, baby. Okay. SNL. I'll bring you back. You want me to bring you back? I'll do that. I'll lasso you.
SNL, New York,
okay.
Live.
So we were told that they would not approve their cast member being a guest on our podcast. And I thought, well, we got to fix this.
Lorne was like, yeah. No.
If we don't have access to the beating heart of the comedy community.
Lorne was like,
no. Dumbardo was like, no. And Lorne was like, no.
No. Wait, hang on.
Wait,
yeah. I have it.
Yeah.
I have it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's him, right?
Yeah.
That's him.
It was good. Yeah, that was no. Lore.
Yeah.
You know, me and the guys, that's Lore. Me and the guys, I'm telling you, I would show up. I'm telling you, Lore talking to me, that's Lore.
That was good.
Thank you. That's Bob Fosse key yeah. Grip on SNL for.
Yeah. I knew I recognized it. I didn't want to guess, but
that was the second season of Fosse Verdon. It was just him being key grip for the sketch where Tom Hanks and John Lovitz are like, not a chance. Am I too old? I want to feel old, Sean.
I'm old now.
Lies.
I'm old now.
Lies.
Oh, you're the show's official youth consultant.
I decided I was only getting younger.
You're a baby Bjorn.
I'm old now. I'm going to the movies, matinee, discount. I'm watching The Gentlemen. I'm leaving The Gentlemen. I'm headed to
There is a slingshot in your back pocket.
Leaving The Gentlemen before it's finished, or?
Yeah, because my back hurts. And then I got to go report to my job, CBS Studios. I'm on a new show. It's a reboot of Bob Hart's Abishola. It's called Bob Hart's Io, and it's about me working at a hospital, make my money, hop from that set, Carol's second act. That is her act, A-C-K. That's Carol's second act. Mm. Hop from there. I'm sleeping. I'm so sleepy. I'm old. Mm. 4 p.m. Get my pudding. Head what? On.
Pudding?
Get my pudding.
Then what happens?
Probably fall asleep in the middle of the road.
It was a disappointing ending, but I did like the journey. And I wonder... I'm just being honest. I'll start with a compliment next time. If Bob Hart's Io...
Uh-huh.
Io works in the hospital.
Yes.
Is Io one of those, like... those like a death angels, like what?
I'm like the death cat.
People?
I'm like the cat.
Fabulous.
Roll up on people.
See.
You curl up on their bed, and that's how they know
they're about to die.
Yeah,
because you start spooning with them.
Is this an idea or is this a sketch?
No, thank you. Yes, and we're finally back to SNL. So I was thinking that possibly what we could do is use this episode to try to convince.
Yes.
All the people who work at SNL, Colin Jokes, etc.
Yep.
That we, in fact...
And his fiance, Scarlett Jokes Hansen.
For every Jokes question, there is a Jokes Hansen.
She was good in Joke, Joke, Rabbit. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. It was Hitler going, joke, 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 rabbit! And then they ran around in a circle for 2.5 hours.
But maybe we can all talk about some of our favorite SNL memories. And this episode could be sort of a love letter to the show in order to convince them, like, hey, wait a minute, guys.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Have we taken the piss in the past? Of course.
Mm. Yes.
Famously.
Mm. Yes.
But we want to do a really serious episode, and who better for it than Io and Julie to just talk about, like, what makes SNL special to us and why... Not only should they allow cast members to be a guest on the show, but they should insist on it, and it should, in fact, be a requirement and possibly punishable offense to not appear on the show.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Yes.
When you are on SNL.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why don't you guys start off?
I mean, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You honor me.
Thank you. For
Gina Davis as Rain Man playing Hallelujah on the piano. Remember?
Boy, want to feel old? That takes me back.
You want to feel old? Look what Gina Davis playing Rain Man on Hallelujah looks like now.
Want to feel old? Please. Go to the doctor.
And they're clinking beers. And I'm interrupting what could be an all-time bowl sesh.
Glug, glug, bubble.
Glug, favorite Saturday Night Live memories. I like...
Saturday Night Love.
Because we love the show, don't we?
I love... Lockbox. I love Lockbox.
Mm. Yes.
Love from New York.
Love from New York. It's Saturday Night Love.
Yes. I love Lockbox.
Musical guest Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Love.
Yes.
Love.
Love Rocky.
Something.
Something. In the WGA.
Love Guru.
Ah.
And your host, the lovely Induin Zemzel, that sort of, and John.
Adele Dazeem.
Yes, there it is.
We Travoltified the name.
Yes.
So, I mean, how about this? And your host, the time Jenny Slate said fuck.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
I mean,
iconic?
Iconic much? Name a couple more iconic.
Yeah, name a more iconic duo, Jenny Slate and the word fuck. I'll wait.
I have something. No, I don't. I have someplace to be, but I'll wait anyway.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how busy we are. We have somewhere we're supposed to be, but we're going to wait.
We're going to wait and see if you can top this.
I'm saying, yeah, my mom's in hospice. She's going to stay there. I need to know the duo. You got to tell me the duo.
Because she's not in pain.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. You can fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. They even safely remember and autofill all your login information so you won't get slowed down by forgotten or misspelled passwords. Plus, it works across devices so you can access your accounts no matter what device you're using, computer or phone. I'm amazed that we have so many stories of the password accidents that we have had.
That we've encountered in the past. Well, they mentioned this in the copy, but they remember it for you. And I would forget mine because, like, when I change all mine from Password P to finally stop getting hacked and doxxed, I remember I made kind of not a big enough change and I just made it PP Password. And that, I guess might have been smart enough. The hackers actually figured it out before I did, because I couldn't get into my accounts. I couldn't remember what I did. I maybe had one too many Tom Collins that night.
I remember that night. Well, what I suggested to you that same night, by the way, was to change your password to stop doing this. Essentially, appeal to their sense of decency. And then, like, we're all human beings. Just say, hey, like, once they find your password, it says stop doing this. They have to think for a second. And then maybe there's time.
As you're typing that in.
Yeah.
You must start to realize, like, wait a minute. I shouldn't be doing that. I should get out there and get a real job.
Yeah.
Become a podcaster or some equivalent, like noble profession.
Are you ready to enter a radically easier internet? Visit dashlane.com/handbook to start your 30-day free trial of Dashlane. No credit card required. If you like it, you code handbook at checkout to save 25% on your premium subscription. That's dashlane.com/handbook and code handbook at checkout for 25% off your premium subscription. I'll share just one story. We have a little time. I used to flip I would make my password@email.com because you have to have that. And so that would confuse them a little bit, and then have the password be my normal email, which at the time was bullwinklemooseassistant@gmail.com. But that, for a lot of reasons, that email was taken away from me.
Was removed, yeah. Well, they needed it. The actual Bullwinkle Moose and his assistant needed it.
So I essentially was squatting. They say, get the email for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is available? And I was sitting on it for a really long time.
I was jealous. I was really jealous. And then I wound up being relieved that I hadn't gotten it because of the legal, kerfuffle you ended up going through. But at the time that you got it, I remember I was like catatonic. I was so angry. I was literally frozen with rage.
So that is Dashlane, and you gotta do it.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. Okay, guess who? Donald Trump on SNL. Thank you.
Yes, okay. King. Now.
Yes, King, when he danced.
Okay, funny. Please.
Funny. Hot take? Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Funny shit.
Funny shit, I'm laughing.
Funny good.
Yeah, funny shit, cool beans, laugh my ass okay. off.
Funny video, good time, LOL, LMBO,
but. YO Lonely Island?
I just had sex. I'm singing.
With Akon, right?
With Akon.
Name a more iconic duo.
A more iconic duo?
Thank you. Wait, I'll wait.
Who's the second one? What's the duo? Akon?
Akon and sex. Name a more iconic duo.
Well,
Akon and sex.
After that, Akon built lights in Africa. Remember that?
No.
He was building light bulbs in Africa.
What are you talking about?
He was inserting the filament into the bulb.
Really?
I just made bulbs. With some tweezers, too.
Oh, yes, I did. I put the tweezers inside of the bulb.
So they're missing out on this by not having their cast members.
Ladies and gentlemen, Io and Julie singing. You're welcome.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And with musical guest, Io and Julie singing. Yeah.
That was if the voice guy also was the host of the show. What? Let him host.
He's dead.
Well, yes, huh? But let him host. But
since
let
when?
Him host.
A couple years ago.
Let his ghost host.
Daryl Hammond now does the voice.
Okay.
In the beginning. So he's like kind of doing it.
Let him host.
But not exact. Daryl Hammond?
Yes.
Yeah, let him.
Absolutely not. No. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
fair. Hey, don't let him host.
Relax.
Hey.
Yeah, actually, don't let him host.
He's not.
Don't let him host.
There's no reason to.
He's not ready.
No, he's not ready.
You know who's ready? Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
And let's let her host.
Let's let her host.
Camila Cabello.
Camila
Cabello.
Cabello.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Remember her second single?
No.
If it's not Havana.
It's not.
No.
What
and
was it?
It's not.
She's being like addicted to the person that she's in love with in the song. And she's comparing it to some different drugs.
Ooh, like
oh,
what?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A little spicy.
Yes, it is spicy tune. Mm-hmm. It's spicy tune.
Like Imodium?
Her voice is like nicotine, grenadine, Cymbeline.
Yes.
And I mean,
yeah.
And it's all I need.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fun.
Oh, I was loving this song.
Sure.
You radio guy?
You know, I don't want to.
Are you a radio nerd?
You know, I don't want to box myself in, but.
Are you a radio nerd that plays in the radio lab?
Okay. And we're getting really close to what I am. And I think if we can just have one more guest.
It'll be hotter and colder.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Are you?
You're burning
Cuba
up.
Gooding
Jr. I'm
the
Cuba. I'm Cuba
star
Gooding
of
Jr.
the 2004
film radio. Yes.
Wow. You look gorgeous.
That was based on me.
You
yes.
look better.
I was disappeared into a character, and I think I was obviously beautiful in the film, and I beautiful.
I think
now.
You look beautiful in radio, but I mean, you look
Sean. You're still beautiful.
If that's your name,
Sean, you're still beautiful, Sean.
Remember James Blunt on SNL?
That's not why. Oh yeah,
I don't.
You're beautiful.
He was on SNL singing that song.
You're beautiful. It's Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember being so touched by that performance when I was there, you know.
Well, that was like before social media, too. So everybody had to wait for the magazine at the end of the week. Who's Sean? Waiting at the grocery store. I'm sitting on the...
Lines around the block.
I'm sitting on the little belt. I'm saying, don't move the belt till they put that magazine in. Because I need them to ask who Sean is. Then next week, we'll find out who Sean is. But I need to see the question first.
Right, right. Magazines also used to say, like, oh, now they're doing this sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Want to feel old? Magazines used to tell you which sketch they were doing the next day.
Yeah.
It was helpful. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
So different.
I think we're all in agreement.
Hamburgers.
Covfefe and hamburgers, my favorite meal.
Hamburgers, covfefe. Name a more iconic duo.
I got one.
Katie Rich and being suspended for a really funny joke.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's an iconic duo.
That's an iconic duo. I'll wait.
Buck and Wheat.
Okay.
You heard about that?
I'm ready for the tea.
Yeah, what's the tea on?
I hear a kettle whistling. I have a feeling I'm about to be served some tea.
Well, you're never served. It's always spilled.
It's getting spilled, and someone's looking very messy with the tea.
I've got several burns on my body because, I spilt this dang tea all over myself, and my skin is sensitive. Uh-oh.
Well, I wish you would keep burning yourself because we haven't heard shit yet.
Uh-oh, you're going to have to give me some ointment because I'm about to die from all this tea. I will go
to CVS in a minute, but tell me what you're going to say.
Hurry up, because I'm passing out.
I promise I can't go any faster.
You better hurry up. I'm about to dive in this tea I spilled.
Get a TaskRabbit.
Thank you.
Beep, beep, beep,
oh,
beep,
fuck.
Beep.
Oh, no.
Oh, Io's mother is dead in hospital. She suffered no pain.
Oh, awesome.
Time of death. 38 minutes into the latest Hollywood handbook.
Only 38?
No, it's not even that. How long has it been? 6 minutes?
You are just staring at the clock saying, when can I punch out?
No.
Myself with a fist.
I'm loving being here. I miss Hayes. Obviously, we all miss Hayes.
That's hurtful.
This is what I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me. Tell me what you think about the show.
Y'all ready for this?
And how you feel. Are you ready for this?
Oh. It's all right. You clearly miss Hayes. Da-na-na. You miss Hayes. Yeah.
I do.
You miss Hayes. Yeah.
I do.
Sean, you miss Hayes. Yeah.
Yes. I do. But it's not time to talk about that.
Sean's feeling remiss.
It's time.
Ow.
It's really time to talk about you guys at your upcoming project.
Well, I have a couple things to plug.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, what? When?
Wow.
When okay. is it?
Every Saturday at 11:30.
Daryl
Hammond.
Michaela
Watkins. And your host, Peter Dinklage.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor to be hosting SNL. I'm Peter Dinklage.
Mr. Dinklage, I have a question.
Oh, yeah, yes, you.
I just wanted to know what happens at the end of Games of Thrones.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I see what's going to happen here. Everybody's going to
Mr. Dinklage, I have a question.
Okay, yes, hi, yes, hello.
What happens at the end of Games of Thrones?
Okay, I see what's going on here. Here, everybody wants me.
Not
to
over here, I'm Mr. Dinklage.
Sorry,
Mr. Dinklage.
Sorry, everybody. I'm very overwhelmed right now. I'm very overwhelmed.
Mr. Dinklage, I have a gun.
Mr. Dinklage, I'm very sick.
No, sorry. No, okay.
I'm gonna shoot up the studio.
What the fuck? Is this one of the first year people? I don't recognize her from rehearsal.
I'm pretty.
Fuck, yes, you're beautiful. Please.
I'm pretty.
You're gorgeous. Please.
What happens at the end of Games of Thrones?
I've got a gun.
Oh, boy, this is sexy.
I'm Peter Dinklage, and I've got a gun.
Colin, can we talk about the opening sketch with Peter Dinklage? So,
honey, who is it?
I'm Scarlett Johansson now.
Honey, who's on the phone?
It's Lauren.
Oh, sorry. I'll take a shower.
Colin, can we talk a little bit about all the guns in the opening sketch?
Wait a minute. She's not in the shower.
I'm singing in the shower.
Colin.
Okay, she's in.
Is that iconic Tom Waits cover artist, Scarlett Johansson?
You're singing Tom Waits for no man, not even me. Bubbles, I love them. Glug, 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 glug.
Yes, it's my fiance, Oscar nominated for Best Song. Remember that? Actress Scarlett Johansson. Not even a good song. Song from a documentary.
To the body wash, part of the shower.
What do you want to talk about, baby?
Colin, I didn't get it.
What do you mean?
popcorn.
I'm out of body wash.
I'll get you some more, honey.
Okay, good.
It made me feel old.
Oop, there's your body wash.
Thanks.
Listen.
Is this a bad time?
No, it's...
I called during bath time again, didn't I?
You did. You know she needs me during bath time. Listen, Lauren, we were supposed to get eggs tomorrow
Hallelujah.
Night. So I'll just see you for your eggs,
Hallelujah.
Okay? I'll see you at eggs, Lauren.
Okay.
Lauren, you sound down.
No, it's fine.
What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Millennials got rid of bar soap, you know.
I know, baby. You tell me every bath time.
It's just all body wash now.
I know, baby. They feel weird when the bar melts.
Hallelujah. I'm cool, right? You think I'm cool?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I mean...
In my corner booth at Tau.
It's awesome the way you hold court, Lauren. No one can do it like you.
Time to dry off!
Oh, she's about to dry.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Can I say it?
Mm.
End scene.
Okay, everybody, we have 30 seconds to move the sets and change it to the next one. If a single detail goes wrong, this entire building falls apart. So get your shit together. Hurry up. We have to quick change these sets. And when we record it and release the video on Twitter or YouTube or Vimeo, people will freak out and respect the art of what
we
do.
We do. And remember, it doesn't go on because it's ready. It goes on because I said so.
Yes.
So I have a question about the plant I'm supposed to move.
What's the question?
Well, it's just very big.
We have about 7 seconds left.
That's not a question.
Well, it's just a very sharp plant, and it's very big and heavy as well.
You better move that sharp fucking plant, or else Tila Tequila won't be able to deliver her incredible line in the incredible sketch that is up next. This is
and
not just about you.
Four,
this is about
three,
Tila Tequila. Move
well,
it.
Just that I'm in a full body
You're
cast.
You're the plant, and we're back on the air.
Ah, leaves.
Oh my God, Pete Davidson, it's so crazy we're at this restaurant.
I know, I can't wait to see who's going to come
in. Swaying branches.
What about that new coworker of yours? She seems a little odd.
Yeah, she's a little bit kooky, but I don't know, just give her a shot. I'm sure she's normal.
I can't wait for her to come
Fruiting
in.
Lemon blossoms.
Oh, hi guys, sorry I was late.
Oh, hey.
I'm The Rock, by the way. I'm like in drag.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Bethany.
The lemons are rotten on the end of my branch, and I'm dying.
When did they ripen? They went right from blossoms to rotten?
God.
I mean, hi, I'm Bethany.
Just read the cue cards. It's okay. Just...
Okay.
Just ignore them.
I am so horny for french fries.
I hope nobody chops me down.
Hey, what the heck? We came all the way down from... Canada to watch SNL, and all of a sudden, this crazy sketch, I can't even hear The Rock. What the hell?
I think it's funny to be horny for chips.
I think it's hilarious, but that plant is growing so fast, it's distracting my ass.
Bird's nest is in me.
What the hell?
I love being from Canada.
Yeah, what else about plants?
Damn, I'm so grateful for the fact that we are from Montreal. We have healthcare. We speak two languages.
An old cicada shell's hooked into me, and it looks sort of like the bug itself.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I love our conversation that is happening while The Rock is being so funny about pretending to be a woman that is horny for french fries.
He could do anything.
I swear to God, I'm going to vote for The Rock. Yeah, my ass is voting from Canada, mailing in an absentee ballot from Canada.
We should pretend to be people we aren't.
I think that's awesome. I'm going to do it. I've done it before. But wait a minute. Mm. That plant is pissing my ass off.
What's it doing? Now.
It's Creepy Tree.
It's Creepy Tree, the new SNL character. I'm going to tell the fellas tomorrow at the refrigerator plant I work at. Not that kind of plant.
Colin, can we talk about Creepy Tree? First off, I think we should stop miking the audience.
Yeah, Lauren, I hear you. It's just been an integral part of the SNL experience for
over 3 years. Guess who's home with groceries?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. She's going to list every item,
isn't she, Colin?
Trader Joe's has my favorites. They're called O-O's. Ojo's, sorry. They're called JoJo's.
Even I knew that.
Yeah, because you're cool, Lord. Because you're freaking cool, man.
These are just bananas.
I am, huh?
Yeah, you rock, man. Listen, I've got my finger on the pulse. Don't worry about it, baby.
All of the frozen taquitos.
Oh, shit, she got all of them. You know my ass is going to be eating taquitos for a whole damn month. Lord, you got to help me, man.
Okay, Colin, I'll see what I can do.
It's me, Colin Jones. You gotta help me, man, for real.
Okay, I'll help you, Colin.
Lord, what you gonna do, man?
Honey?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
You don't think Dr. Evil's based on me, do you?
Oh, Lord, absolutely, without a doubt.
Honey? Honey?
Yeah, baby, what's up?
I bought a bath bomb and it exploded all over the JoJo.
Oh, shit. You got trapped
in
a
lady in bath stuff. Soap and bath. I mean, you're the grocery thing. I thought we wouldn't be.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is it someone uglier than me?
No.
Invariably.
No. It's a more beautiful woman than you.
That can't be possible.
It's happening now.
Say it's Blake Lively.
It's Blake Lively.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Oops!
And
scene.
Yes.
Hollywood Handbook.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, yeah, so I guess, you know, obviously, it's a bit of an audition for SNL too, isn't it?
It 100% is.
Because we want them to come to us, but we also would like to go to them. And I think we've shown some of our writing chops today and some of these sketches that would slot directly into the show so easily.
For me, this is what it's about. Who's going to be first as a SNL host? A podcaster or Ninja, the guy who streams on Fortnite?
His name is just Ninja?
Yeah.
Is that Ninja, like Surf Ninja or...
No, it's just Ninja. No, when he was on The Masked Singer, he was just Ninja. Yeah, he was on Masked Singer. So.
He was on Masked Singer.
Yeah.
What?
So if Ninja can get on The Masked Singer before you, it's looking rough for SNL.
Hold on.
Ninja, a gamer, dressed up as a ninja and went on Masked Singer.
No, he dressed up as maybe like a bee or a fox or an egg. Skateboarder was egg.
Yeah, what was he on there?
Ice cream.
He was ice cream.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did he sing, Kevin?
Let's see.
I'm every woman. I'm every ice cream.
They don't do that, but they should.
What, where they sing about what they are?
The Fox actually did bust out. Wayne Brady, in his final performance, bust out and like...
Spoiler, but keep going.
...addressed his some of the guesses they had had throughout the show and stuff. So he built in like a rap portion and like... talked about who he was and some of, like, what he had done. And it was very good.
Well, he was showing his hand because it's like, who can improvise a rap like this? Only one person.
I think it was written.
No, that doesn't sound like Wayne Brady.
Only one person, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey's the other one who could have done it.
My favorite SNL memory is when they all get in a line and then that woman plays the keys and then they all make up a song and they sing it together. And it's really nice because you remember that it's not just it's not just about the like production. Like it's about the cast and everybody together.
The chemistry.
And the chemistry.
The unbelievable chemistry and unbelievable that they chemistry. Share.
And that everybody is like a trained improviser and they've like put in their hard work. And like they make up like a fun song together,
yeah.
Or they play other games like where somebody will have like a huge object.
They don't have to rhyme it.
They don't have to rhyme it. And the thing about SNL is so cool is like the
but when they do
don't they don't count. You know what I mean?
No, like points, but it's funny to hear the
what
points.
You're talking about.
It's funny to hear how many points.
Funny if they rhyme the song.
We're talking about when they make a song. Do you remember when they all sang "To Sir with Love"?
Yes, I do. That didn't make. Me as horny as it did. It was like, I'm not laughing. I'm not horny. What is the feeling?
And what are you?
Like,
yes,
right.
What's
right
on.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, what do you feel?
Cecily Strong.
You feel strong.
Diego
about it?
Luna. Do I make you horny, baby?
So
Ava Goda. Tyler Perry.
Musical guest. 30 Seconds to Mars.
And your host, the cast from Third Rock from the Sun.
Mr. Lithgow.
Please.
I'm a big fan, sir. I just wanted to ask, you know, did you like playing Roger Ailes?
Ah, fabulous role.
Mr. Lithgow?
Okay, what's this now?
I'm a big fan, and I'm not the
Thank
Rock
you.
Dressed as a woman.
Okay.
And I want to know, did you enjoy playing Roger Ailes?
Similar question to earlier. Of course, always happy to address a question from a fan. Maybe the sound didn't travel to your section.
Lithgow. Mr. Lithgow.
Yes, young teen.
Mr. Lithgow, I'm a huge fan. And I
oh, thank you.
No, when you were playing Roger Ailes, was it annoying when everybody was mispronouncing Saoirse Ronan wrong?
It didn't bother me.
Do you have a song about it?
I have a question for Jane Curtin.
I believe I do have a song about it.
What about my Jane Curtin question?
Yes, what is it?
Well, when they said Saoirse Ronan, I was saying, hey now, bonehead, don't you... Don't you ever say it that way.
Mrs.
Here's
Ms. Curtin,
trick
I just wanted to
remember.
Ask what it was like to be back at 30 Rock.
Fine.
May I continue with my song, please? And when they say, so rise, Ronan, I say, whoa now, I'll start moaning if you don't pronounce it right. It's Saoirse, baby. Say it all night.
Saoirse, Saoirse, say it all night. Saoirse, Saoirse, say it right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the SNL singers.
Saoirse, Saoirse, that's what it is. Saoirse, Saoirse.
It's not a pop quiz.
And Halsey's here.
I love it when you call me senorita. This is not my song, but I don't care. I am Halsey. I am British now. Oi, 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 I'm Halsey. Oi, 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 oi.
And the dashboard confessional guy.
You can't make me sing. And six Harlem Globetrotters.
Da 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 da.
Colin,
yeah,
Colin,
here we
Colin,
are.
Colin, can da, we talk da, about da, da, Colin? Can da, we talk da, about the opening from the third rock?
Shh, it's still happening. Shh.
Colin, da,
basketball.
Please.
Da 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 da.
Please, I'm having so much fun.
Deep.
Colin, can we talk about
here we are
the opening from the third rock episode?
Yes. Did you like it?
No.
Charlotte's sleeping, so be quiet.
I loved it.
Yay!
What? What's happening?
Frick!
What's happening?
I woke her up.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing.
Who are you?
Go back to sleep.
What are my tattoos
it's
mean?
It's me. It's me, Spike What's Jones, the director from Her. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. It's her. It's just her. You're just her. She loves when I tell her she's her.
I'm her.
Quite a relationship you've got.
You set us up.
Anything for my Montauk buddies? Ooh, the rough and rugged side. Yeah.
I think they'll like this.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Honey, where are the cats?
That.
Uh-huh. Is that Alf?
No, that's Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, but it...
She was having a dream.
But it's a passable Alf.
She was having a dream where she was Alf.
Can I tell you, for the longest time, I didn't know Alf ate cats.
Well, he never does. He just tries to, but I have a feeling that if he ever
He's
got the opportunity...
He's putting them between two pieces of bread.
He would, and... Yeah, but I feel like that's all for sure.
What
I feel
a
like
joker.
Down. Yeah, that's his shtick, is having a shtick.
Well, on Melmac, Gordon Shumway... does eat cats.
I don't believe you.
On his home planet, it's a food source.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Do you think they went to Earth and then took back cats, or that there are cats on Melmac?
Again, in the mythology of the show, and I'm not here to argue the merit of whether it's 100% accurate or not. I don't want to talk to, nosy Mrs. Akmonic over here. But I do... I do have to say that in the mythology of the show, they do indeed have cats on Melmac and their food source, in the same way that perhaps in Melmac, if they kept chickens as house pets, they would think it was very strange that we eat them.
Ground control to Major Alf.
Well, I'm Marcy Klein, and I'd like to see your next character. That was funny. That was a funny nerd character.
I'll do it for Lindsay Shookus, no one else.
Shookus, not stirred. Double O Lindsay. Shookus. Not stirred.
Look, that's my time.
He's going.
I mean, it's your time.
He's going home. He's done with us.
No, I'm. No, what time?
What are your
it?
Impressions?
The second time you've checked the time.
No, it's the first time I checked the time. Once I asked whether.
Amy
where
Klobuchar.
We were. You want me to do Klobuchar?
I want you to do
one
impression before you leave this the 8H stage.
We'll all go around and we'll all do our best impression, and then Lauren will decide who makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And who goes back to the cruise ship.
Goes back to Kansas.
Come on.
The cruise ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
SNL Cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Line.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God, that's such a great idea.
I don't know. I'm here to make
a font.
I'm here to wheel and
you're
deal.
A font of information, not like a font like Arial.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you guys want to do your impressions? Wingdings, yeah, funny font.
Thank you.
Thank you. Comic Sans.
Do you guys want to do your impressions?
Remember
no,
clipping?
You're first.
All right. This is America's sweetheart, Julia Roberts. Ting! That's my smile.
Okay.
I think we should hire him as a writer.
I'm nervous. That's me, Shadowlorn, from your mirror.
I'm the one who should be nervous.
Listen to me, Lorn.
Okay.
I'm growing weaker by the day.
Why?
Because your mirror's not been cleaned in a while.
I'll fire her.
Thank you. Then I'll be stronger again.
Colin, can we talk about the mirror lord sketch?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.